You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 21st, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. In 1955, the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars, an all-black Little League team from Charleston, South Carolina, faced racial discrimination that shattered their dreams. This team represented the first African-American Little League in South Carolina's history and registered for the Charleston City Tournament in July 1955. All the white teams withdrew, leaving Cannon Street to win by forfeit. This victory became the pretext for their exclusion from the regional tournament. Little League officials ruled the team ineligible because they advanced by forfeit, not by playing and winning, despite the organization's ban on racial discrimination. Little League president John McGovern justified the ruling by stating that teams needed to win games on the field to advance, effectively ending the Cannon Street All-Stars season. Public outcry followed, with figures like baseball writer Dick Young calling for McGovern's resignation for failing to enforce the ban against racial discrimination. The South Carolina Little League chose to disband entirely rather than allow the Cannon Street team to play. The experience of the Cannon Street All-Stars illustrated the pervasive Jim Crow laws and state-sanctioned segregation in the American South during the 1950s. These laws enforced racial segregation in public facilities, education, and youth sports, maintaining white supremacy and subjugating African Americans. The withdrawal of white teams was a direct result of racial prejudice and segregationist attitudes in South Carolina. The state director of Little League Baseball encouraged all 61 all-white all-star teams to refuse to play the Cannon Street team, leading to the disbandment of the South Carolina Little League to avoid integration. This occurred despite the Supreme Court's 1954 ruling in Brown v. Board of Education, which declared segregation in schools unconstitutional, highlighting ongoing resistance to integration. The Charleston News and Courier's editorial, "Agitation and Hate," further emphasized the racial tensions and societal resistance to integration. The discrimination against the Cannon Street All-Stars catalyzed the formation of segregated baseball leagues across the South. Danny Jones, the state's director of Little League Baseball, resigned and created the Little Boys League, which explicitly prohibited black players. The Little Boys League was later rebranded as Dixie Youth Baseball, quickly replacing Little League in many southern states. Within 6 years, there were 390 Dixie Youth Baseball Leagues. Augustus Holt, the Cannon Street team's historian, refused to allow his son to play in Dixie Youth Baseball due to its association with segregation. These leagues reinforced the racial hierarchy prevalent in the Jim Crow South, contrasting Little League Baseball's stated prohibition against racial discrimination. Despite being denied the opportunity to play, the Cannon Street All-Stars received an invitation to the 1955 Little League World Series championship game after widespread criticism. Little League's president invited the team to be guests for the championship game, where they were introduced before the game. Players recalled hearing shouts of "Let them play" from the bleachers. A photograph from the day revealed the disappointment on the players' faces as they watched other boys play. One player stated, "We were the only team in the history of the Little League Baseball that never got a chance to play." The experience of being systematically excluded left emotional scars on the young athletes, shaping their understanding of fairness and racial dynamics in America. The team's journey to Williamsport coincided with the murder of Emmett Till on August 28, 1955, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement that brought national attention to racial violence in the South. Jackie Robinson expressed dismay at the white team's refusal to play, emphasizing the absurdity of the situation. The incident served as a microcosm of the larger fight for civil rights, where children's sports became a battleground for racial equality. The legacy of the Cannon Street All-Stars continues to be recognized. Their story is included in an exhibit on black baseball at the Baseball Hall of Fame, which opened in 2024. Surviving members of the team were scheduled to be recognized before the Little League World Series championship game on August 24, 2025. John Rivers, a former player, became a successful architect and emphasized the tragedy of having dreams taken away. Augustus Holt played a crucial role in bringing Little League back to Peninsular Charleston after a 40-year absence. Copyright African Elements.